Dr. John, how are you?
Well, I'm pretty good, Tony. Can't complain. Just chat a little bit with Emily on the phone. Seems like a bright young intern you have working with you there. So very good morning.
Well, she's been fooling us all here ever since she got here. So
so she did it to me too.
And I know you're not too happy with the way your Spartans went on. I know you would have liked to have seen them gone a little bit further in the tournament.
Well, I certainly would have, but at least, I hate to use the but, we did come back. It was just one of those seasons where you were going to have ups and downs, and it kind of ended with a flurry, and hey, let's get ready for football now.
Had an email from a listener several days ago that said the next time Dr. Braccio comes on, ask him about change. And that led me to want to ask you about choice. Who controls the next choice in our life?
Well, unless you do, Tony, you're going to have a very difficult life. If you look at our life, look who we are. I talked to Emily this morning. I'm talking to you now. Talked to my wife earlier. We are the product of the choices that we've made in our life. And if we feel others control the choices we make, like the next one we make, then we're basically not in control of our life. And then when bad choices come, we can play, we can play victim, we can play unfair, we can blame our mother, our sister, our cousin, our wife, our boss, or whoever it might be. But ultimately, we can't accept responsibility for who we are. Responsibility comes with choice. Freedom comes with choice. So when you decide what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, a series of good choices will make a much better life than the one where you feel choices are made by other people. And it sounds so basic, Tony, but so many people you talk to, they'll say, I did this, I had to do this, I felt like I had to do this. This is just the way I am. So their choices really aren't theirs.
Well, sometimes those choices are made with a lot of influence from others, whether it's bosses or spouses or other outside factors. It's kind of hard to make your own choice.
Well, here's the thing, Tony. As long as yes and no, I hate to sound like an attorney. Here's my feeling. If I work for someone, okay, which I don't, but if I did work for someone, I then have to always put that in the mix, okay? Like if my job requires me to make 50 phone calls, just as an example, then I have a choice. I can meet the standard that my boss has, okay, and make 50 calls. I cannot do it and probably make a bad choice if I want to keep that job, okay? A choice is taking a job. A choice is doing something, not doing something. And obviously others influence us. But we have to ultimately decide this is what I'm going to do is the right thing to do. If I do something for my wife, I do that because I choose to do it. If I'm doing it out of guilt, then there's a bad, it's bad. The whole process is going to lead to anger, resentment, and I can even blame somebody who really has no reason to be blamed as opposed to blaming myself for not negotiating, not talking, not trying to work something out. So even if you work for someone, that's a choice, Tony. You choose to be to work at 6 in the morning, okay, and do an important work for 3 hours. If you tell Mac, I don't want to come until 8:30, I bet he's not going to like that. I might be wrong, but probably he would say, that's a bad choice, Tony, in terms of the job. So if you make a choice to go in at a certain time, have a certain job, that is your choice. If you don't like it, if you want a different job, if you want to do something different, then ultimately that has to be a choice. If you feel you have to stay somewhere and circumstances temporarily could make that the right choice, then that's okay. But ultimately, if you're staying or you or anyone, plural we, when I say you, are keeping in a job or doing something because we feel we have to, then ultimately that's a temporarily good choice. But ultimately, we have to be looking for something new, looking to do something else, and making a new choice and a new set of moves in our lives.
Dr. Braccio, we've talked about how to eliminate envy, victimhood, or any other interpretation of why we are not happy or successful. How do we do that?
Well, if we take responsibility for our decisions, all of us have different skill sets, Tony. all of us, like, you're a tall guy, relatively speaking, okay? That's I think that's a positive in the world we're in. Not that I'm saying being shorter, which I am, than you, is a bad thing. But we all have certain things. And when we take what we have, we can have a good voice, we can have a singing voice, we can have be good at math, we can be good at whatever it is. Whatever the skill sets and abilities we have, and that life to this point has even given us to some degree, just that are just natural things that are there, okay. What we do from there is our set of choices. Our, as far as we can go, what we can do, that is a set of choices. You can't feel like a victim if you're making the choices in your own life. You can run into bad luck. You can run into bad people. You can run into a lot of bad things. But ultimately, if you do the most that you can do with what you have, with the choices you make, then you're successful. And that's how you have to see it. If you live a life blaming others, this person held me back, I couldn't do this, my mother made me do this, my sister did this, you get to the point where the person isn't even accountable. It's like they're not even in charge. There's a train running wildly by, and they're just sitting on it. No, you can't do that. You'll get away from being victim, complainer, critic by just making a set of good choices and being responsible. It sounds so simple, Tony, but you'll find most people really are not successful at making good choices one after another.
Thank you, Dr. Braccio.
Very good, my friend. Good talking to you.